So we begin a new month. I'm glad to invite you to open to Psalm 55 as we have a time for a psalm meditation. Please listen as I read Psalm 55. To the chief musicians with stringed instruments, a contemplation of David. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication. Attend to me and hear me. I am restless in my complaint and moan noisily because of the voice of my enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they bring down trouble upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. So I said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove! I would fly away and be at rest. Indeed, I would wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go around on its walls. Iniquity and trouble are also in the midst of it. Destruction is in its midst. Oppression and deceit do not depart from its streets. For it is not an enemy who reproaches me. Then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me who has exalted himself against me. Then I could hide from him. But it was you, a man, my equal, my companion and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in the throng. Let death seize them. Let them go down alive into hell, for wickedness is in their dwelling and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many against me. God will hear and afflict them, even he who abides from of old, because they do not change. Therefore they do not fear God. He has put forth his hands against those who were at peace with him. He has broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, shall bring them down to the pit of destruction. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in you." This psalm is a lament. A lament of the psalmist David. Like other psalms that in which we have read before, where there is a cry out to God for deliverance, so this psalm cries out to God for relief. And you'll find that it is a very human composition. It expresses the human experience of crying out to God for help and relief in time of trouble. Where some of the other psalms have been a lament over betrayal, or a lament over enemies, this psalm differs because it is a lament over the betrayal of a close friend, one who is described as being a companion, a close and loved acquaintance, one whose words were smooth as butter and comforting in his presence with David. We don't know exactly who David is speaking of in this context, but we do know how deeply it affected David. He describes being severely pained over this betrayal, and how in this psalm he describes the terrors of death that come because of the betrayal of a close friend. David knew what it was to suffer at the hands of an enemy. And he says that if it were from the hands of an enemy, it would have been okay, because that's what I expect when the enemy is camped against me at the gate. I expect my enemy to do me harm. But the deep pain comes because it was you, says David. It was you, my close and trusted friend. It's another thing to have a friend betray you and turn on you. And that's what he describes especially in verses 12 through 14. For it was not an enemy who reproaches me. Then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me. For then I could hide from him. But it was you, a man, my equal, my companion and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in the throng. David voices very deep emotions to God, a grief that is very piercing to him to have a trusted friend betray him. Again, I comment that this psalm is a very human experience, because in this life we all will betray one another to certain levels and have friends that hurt us. In this case, David speaks of a trusted, close advisor, though, one who was an equal, one who he considered in maybe his cabinet, in counsel giving, and this man has turned against him. But very importantly, David is not left in the pit of despair. And in a psalm meditation, we can't explore every detail of the psalm, but I want to give you the main idea. And the main idea of this psalm is that as he expresses the hurt and the grief of betrayal, that David is not left in that despair. He turns very deliberately and he gives voice to that pain and his trust in God. The question is, why could he do that? Why could he turn from the pain of betrayal and to express his trust in the Lord? And the answer to that question is going to help us today too. The answer to that question is that the Lord is sovereignly in control of all things. And we'll blithely say that sometimes and give voice to our recognition that God is sovereign over all things. But this is a psalm that brings it to a very pointed application. God was sovereignly in control even in the case of the betrayal of a trusted friend. Even in this case, God is sovereign. David voices this. In the pain of his grief, he can also take comfort and rest in the sovereign God. David voices this trust. Christ voices this trust as well. Christ was betrayed as well by a trusted companion, by one of the 12 hand-picked disciples that he had chosen to minister along with him. He was betrayed by a friend, by Judas Iscariot. But God was even in control of that. We learn, therefore, to follow David, to follow Christ, and to draw near to God in times like these. We give voice to the pain of the circumstances that we go through, even the circumstances where in interpersonal relationships that we are grieved. But we also find peace in God's presence. Peace because we know that God is sovereignly in control of all things. That's why David can turn and say, "As for me, I will call upon the Lord." We learn to trust in God's good providence, and it's demonstrated by turning and turning immediately to God to find relief. As it says in verse 22, casting all our burdens on Him. This is a psalm of God's almighty providence that He exercises even in the context when we suffer those that sin against us. And in that context, we can find peace as we rest in God. We'll sing Psalm 55 throughout this month, and I pray that as we meditate on it and are taught by it, that you would find peace in God's presence and cast your burdens on Him. We'll sing the first portion of that psalm now, Psalm 55, Selection A. I invite you to please stand to praise God.